You're in a good place now. Relax, breathe, smile. You've entered into your element, the home of origin, the home of intelligence and beauty, where relevant topics are discussed, where what you think counts, and where superior is the norm. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Hey, welcome back to Perspectives, live with Ashley Burgess here on 570 KLIF. And you know what? Some of us are really resourceful because we do that iHeartRadio app. And that app is really great because you can listen to it on your phone, you can listen to it on your iPad, you can listen to it on your smart pad, whatever it is that you have. But you know, the old-fashioned way, you got the AM dial. So hopefully, just glad you're listening. You know, last few shows have been really great, and you know, I've decided a lot of us love comedy, and a lot of us like to know about things that are happening right now. And you know, in recent news, you know, it's really not Superman, the Man of Steel, but it's a super ant. Yeah, that's right. You heard it right. A super ant. You know what that ant eats? That ant eats coaxial cable. Yeah, his ant body is reddish clear, and he's about 3 to 4 times the amount of a normal ant. Like, he's huge. And he eats electronics like computers and fiber optics, and he's almost impossible to kill. You know, because we as civilization and as humans, we have a tendency of ridding, you know, our neighborhoods, our cities, and our states of regular ant mounds. You know, like if you look in you're in your front yard and you see a mound, you kill it. You know, and the ants are mutating into stealthy, strong, Iron Man type species. You know, they were first found in Houston, Texas, and they're now in 21 plus countries. Amazing. And you know, before we start using lethal pesticides, you know, on that normal ant mound that you have probably at the edge of your property that nobody ever walks around, nobody's ever going to get, you know, hurt by these ants, you might want to keep in mind that that regular ant pile is the only thing standing between you and Iron Ant. So you might want to think about it next time. You know, in other news, we've been hearing a lot about some ad campaigns, specifically Kmart's recent ads, including the big gas savings and the Ship My Pants ad as well. And now the most recent ad is the Knickers advertisement. And the Knickers Kmart advertisement has brought great criticism on Kmart from thousands of people saying that it's both outrageous and racist. And I watched the ad the other day. It's kind of funny, though. And, you know, it was actually kind of humorous. But it looks like Kmart is actually not a part of it. It's actually the handiwork of a California-based comedy group, The Gun For Me. And I don't know if you've heard of The Gun For Me, but you can go online, you can check them out. They also have a Facebook page, you can like it, it's pretty funny. But the so-called parody act is both, you know, it's patently unfunny, right? And it's trademark infringing, okay, you got that. But worst of all, it's kind of a ripoff of Sarah Silverman's recent skit posted on YouTube just a few months ago. And just to kind of talk about it real quick, Sarah is walking through a store with a friend of hers, and there's this whole rack of, like, you know, like these pants that they call Knickers. And she looks over across, and there's a whole nother row of pants that are labeled Knickers. And there's a lady that's actually looking at them, and she says something about it, and it's an African-American lady wearing the actual knicker pants, and it's really funny. You got to check it out online, but apparently it's not Kmart, so don't be up in arms, and apparently it was a joke. But, you know, in other recent headlines, you know, the Girl Scouts are under fire, you know, for being, you know, sex-touting communists, apparently, and an Oregon troop has been bamboozled by someone making a fake order for a large amount of cookies. And I know that's sad, but, you know, think about it. Your daughter comes home from selling cookies door to door, and you look down at her Girl Scout order form, and you see Sarah's Girl Scout order form, and you see an order for 6,000 boxes? 6,000? You know what that is? That's $24,000. That's $24,000. So come on, wouldn't you verify that order before you actually got all the cookies? So anyway, we were all Girl Scouts one time, at least the females listening, you know. But on a more humorous note, before we get into our show tonight, you know, I thought it was kind of interesting that M. Night Shyamalan, you know, he's the guy that wrote The Lady in the Water, Unbreakable, The Sixth Sense, The Village. You know, he wrote another hit one. He wrote another hit wonder. And a lot of people forgot about it. You know, Freddie Prinze Jr. was in it. I know that everybody's going to give up. It's really hard to figure this one out. M. Night Shyamalan actually wrote She's All That. So, well, you know, with that, that's all I have for that right now. I just thought that was pretty funny. But, you know, I'm really spunky happy about tonight's show. You know, the last few episodes of Perspectives has been about change and insanity. You know, and I think insanity is running rampant in our world because people like us aren't making changes in their lives. We're just not. Instead, we're waiting because we don't want to rock the boat. We don't want to rock the proverbial boat. We consistently put off this change because we don't want to make enemies. We want to spare other people's feelings on a constant basis. And you know what? The biggest thing is that we're dying inside. It's killing you inside because you're not making the changes. You're angry at yourself. But on top of that, you're actually scared to make a change. You know, making changes are scary to creatures of habit like us. We're creatures of habit. You know, and when we don't do it, it might be kind of almost killing us inside. And that might be a tad strong. I mean, but it hurts, and it hurts bad. You know, and when you sit quietly holding your tongue, and I mean actually hand holding around the tongue, you're living in a situation that you just can't stand. You know, and last week we really talked about the Burgess 7, you know, the keys to making the changes in your life. And, you know, the first thing it started with and the biggest seven really boil down to, and take it, put it in a pot, you know, it's like you're making etouffee or something. You know, you're going to boil all that stuff that we talked about down, but you got to ask yourself, are you happy? You know, are you honestly and truthfully happy? And if you're not, you know, like our moms used to always say, and like your mom might say, your dad might say right now, if you don't do what's right by you, you're only hurting yourself. I mean, it's clear. I mean, what do you think about that?
Well, I mean, if it's, you know, the old saying, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, right? Well, if it's broke, if something's not working, then, you know, the only person that's going to be able to make any changes is yourself. You can't wait around for someone else to do it for you.
That's so true.
You know, in all honesty, as in the past, I've been notorious for, you know, among my friends and family, you know, and.
I agree. We've talked about this on the show, and anybody that's listening, you know, Bill, you know, my producer here, and we've talked about, you know, holding things in and not making changes. But I think the biggest thing is to, you know, constantly listen to yourself as well as, you know, identify clearly when you're going from person to person telling everybody the same story. I mean, because it's obviously affecting you so much that every relationship, every person you come into contact with, whether it's your friend or the FedEx delivery guy, I mean, you're telling him the same story. I mean, I think we've all been there.
We've all been there. You know, I think you hit on the secret to, you know, we're creatures of habit. Or let's put it another way. You prefer the devil you know to the devil you don't. It's hard to make changes because even though you know something's wrong and you need to fix it, we don't like the unknown. And whenever you change something, you're kind of taking a gamble. You're kind of going to Vegas in a way. You know, you're taking a gamble, and who knows? It may turn out worse, but... You know, the problem though is that we know that it's you're in a bad situation. It's not going to get any better.
That's true, and you know that's obviously the sure sign that you need to make a change. And you know, I really advocate the concept of getting a notebook. You got to go out and buy a notebook. You know, freaking go out and buy the notebook. It's easy. Get it and write down what you need to change. Write down what's not working. Write down the things that you are just, you know, almost like you can't even make a change. You can't make a move. Those things that kind of keep you almost in a negative frame of reference. You know, it's like you can go throughout your whole day and there's that one thing that you needed to change, eradicate a long time ago. And it continues to be like the thorn in your side. And you can have the best day ever. You can have a lovely day, but it's just telling you that you really have to make this change.
Okay, wait. Hold it. Stop. Time out. Ashley, come on. You know, who do you think you're talking to here? You mean I actually have to do work?
Yes, a little bit.
You mean I actually have to stop and write stuff down? Or in my case, I'll get out my iPhone and, you know, text it to myself.
Well, but okay, the texting thing, though. Okay, I've done that before. And how many times have you remembered something you text to yourself? Like, not. I mean, you know, really.
Gets then lost in the crowd, doesn't it?
Yeah, or you look back at your little notebook on your phone and you go, wow, I wrote that? That's profound.
But I mean, yeah, but you know, again, you know, you're requiring me to actually do something. This is going to take away from my World of Warcraft, you know, my Wii, okay, you know, the Office, Don't you know that I have to find out what happens on The Office?
Well, I'm not going to take away from The Office. I like The Office. I think The Office is great. I mean, you got me on that. But you can pause it. You can record it.
You can DVR. You can pause it.
But you know what? This is easy to do because this is the stuff that's plaguing you anyway. It's already messing up your life anyway, so just do it. You know, it could take 10 minutes instead of, like, you know, the next 2 years of grueling time.
Yeah, but 10 minutes? We don't have 10 minutes, Ashley.
Well, you know what?
We don't have 10 minutes.
We don't have 10 minutes right now because we got to go to break here in a second, but we're going to discuss more of this in our second segment. So stay tuned and keep us on Perspectives here with Ashley Burgess live here at 570 KLF. We're having a great time here. Get in on this. This is very whimsical, very spunky fun here tonight. If you have anything to talk about, like to exchange some ideas, or have a perspective that you think is good, better, or best than ours, we'd love to hear it. 888-787-5543. Again, 888-787-CLIFF, K-L-I-F, or 888-787-5543. And guess what? You know it. We'll be back in two shakes.
150 miles per gallon. Feeling the wind in your hair. Smelling the roses at 30 miles per hour. Never worrying about parking. Lightweight, sturdy, and the feeling of freedom at your hands. Bringing the past into the future, Jake's Custom Motorbikes is now offering custom, unique, and affordable alternative transportation, like the Harleys and Indians of yesteryear. Brand new, lightweight, motorized bikes for under $3,000. Starting at $750, thejakebike.com offers made-for-you custom motorized bicycles, the newest craze in alternative, fuel-efficient transportation with style. Check out thejakebike.com to order yours today. That's thejakebike.com. Mention KLIF for a 10% discount on your custom motorized bike. Jake's Custom Motorbikes. Thejakebike.com.